Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. China, arms by stealth. The US Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Beijing. He's trying to get the world's most important strategic relationship back on track. It hasn't gone well. China cut military ties with the USA a year ago after America's $6.4 billion arms deal to Taiwan. The Chinese say Taiwan's still part of China. So what are the Americans doing arming it? But both sides know they need to talk at a military level. Hence the Gates trip, which comes ahead of President Hu Jintao's visit to Washington later this month. China is pushing out into the world, economically and militarily. And that means it's already bumping up against the USA's strategic interests. This will continue. The core Chinese military policy is to protect the regions where the majority Han population live. They're mostly in the center of China, not near the borders with, say, India, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, etc. This partially explains the rock-solid insistence on maintaining control of Tibet, stationing troops on the border with India, and having influence in the desert regions to China's north and northwest. Beijing will never allow its periphery to be controlled by foreign powers. So it keeps its periphery, such as the region where the Muslim Uyghurs live, inside China and under control. This keeps the core safe. As long as Tibet is Chinese, the Indians can't dominate it and look down upon China from those commanding heights known as the roof of the world. As long as China controls the deserts near Mongolia, it can't be invaded from that direction. The jungles of Vietnam offer protection from the east. And so it goes on. But what protects China also partially hems it in. It's never been in a position to push out from those areas, until now. And the way to push out is not across the mountains and deserts, but into the oceans. China is building a blue water navy, capable of operating far out from the green waters off its coast. That puts it in direct conflict with the USA, which intends to continue to control the world's sea lanes and protect its economic interests. The Chinese are busy refitting an old Russian vessel to become their first aircraft carrier. They plan to build at least four more. The Financial Times estimates that by 2030, China will have up to 100 submarines. It's building deep water ports in Burma and Bangladesh. In addition, the People's Liberation Army is pouring money into ballistic missiles and space warfare. The day before Gates arrived, websites published photos of what was claimed to be a Chinese stealth fighter. Reports on Tuesday said the thing was up in the air, flying around, looking stealthy and menacing. Unless it's an old Concorde painted black, and if it actually works, well then America's monopoly on stealth fighters may be broken. This has all been done without fanfare and without adopting an overly aggressive stance. But as China becomes more confident, and as it bumps up against the USA, the tone can be expected to change. China's interests are now global. After meeting Gates on Monday, China's top general gave a hint of what is to come. Minister of Defense Liang Guangli told reporters it was up to the US to change its policies if it wants to have better ties with his military. And he added that Beijing's military program was, quote, entirely appropriate and consistent with China's rise as an economic and political power. America's rise as a power meant that no country in its right mind would put a navy with a hostile stance off the eastern seaboard. The days when America can put an aircraft carrier fleet off somewhere like North Korea without risking conflict are numbered. The Chinese and American navies are destined to sail close to each other and possibly close to the winds of war, which is why they need to talk. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.